Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:17, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly we go to our friend Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, former head of the Washington State Police, former head of the Nashville City Police. Throughout a distinguished decades-long career, it's not as though he can't hold a job. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, good. I understand this is our last time with you because you could take the summer off to spend time with family, which is great. That's going to happen?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've enjoyed our talks and look forward to coming back if you're still interested when we get into August.
I am very much interested in what you have to say. Along those lines, I haven't taken a day off this year, not a holiday, not anything. I say that not for a trophy, but to prepare the audience, because there could be an extended vacation coming up at the end of June. Anyway, moving on to crime.
Good for you.
Moving on to crime, when it comes to the thing that caught my attention this week, more donuts in front of a marked unit. You got these three-wheelers and whatever they call them, the four-wheelers, the off-road vehicles and motorcycles pretty much taking over Claiborne Avenue and not only blocking the intersection, but blocking the intersection in front of a marked NOPD unit. What are your thoughts on that in general? If I'm the only officer in the district or only one of three on patrol, I got to know my limitations, so I don't know what can come out of me breaking that up. But then again, it does send a message of I don't care about law enforcement. I'd just like to know, with all of your experience, what are your concerns when you see something like that, overall about all of it?
Well, it sends a very clear message that these young people have no respect or regard for the law themselves or for anyone else they put in danger and harm's way. Secondly, our young police officers, I suspect now, have come to the complete conclusion that there is no politically elected politician support for the work that they do. Thirdly, chasing kids on motorcycles is inherently dangerous and usually not worth it because you don't want to put other people at risk. Mm-hmm. But you still have to deal with elected leaders, those who present themselves as the voices of the downtrodden who elected them. They've got to express their unacceptability of this and use other levers of society to move these young men into realizing this is not acceptable. None of those things are happening, are they?
Nope.
It's dangerous. Those kids on those bikes are going to get hurt, and they're going to hurt somebody else.
So let's talk about consent decree. Even without the consent decree, pursuit, et cetera, good policing standard operating procedure for officers is you don't want to engage in a high-speed chase with somebody on a motorcycle?
You don't want to engage in a high-speed chase with someone who doesn't pose a significant risk from their current criminal behavior, just committed criminal behavior, or where they're going to commit of the criminal behavior. These kids riding on the streets in the neutral grounds doesn't really meet any of those three. Now, if you're a taxpaying citizen at the corner of Claiborne and Broadway, you're not least a bit interested in any of those esoteric arguments, are you? You want to know, why is it my city has lost its control of even the most simplest of projects? I mean, the most simplest of things. That's what the real issue is, Tommy, is people begin to lose sense. And then the other thing you want to talk about, if New Orleans is over 100 murders before we're halfway through the year and we end the year with 200-plus murders, you and I know from living here all our life, the murder number affects the way people feel about their city. It makes them sad about the way their city is projected across the nation. And for a business, a city that lives on the business of tourism, and people are being shot and stabbed in the French Quarter, notwithstanding what might have started it, it still happened in the French Quarter. It's a downward spiral, and we saw this in the mid-90s in Mare Morial right at the ship. So let's see what happens.
When it comes to the officers themselves, you can't blame the officers for not getting involved in this, can you?
I don't.
Is there
don't
anything? Is there anything? Let me ask it differently. Yeah. Is there anything? Because the video looks awful, and we all think, okay, that's right. There's no fear of law enforcement at all. But in deference to the police officers themselves, is there anything they could really have done at all? Do you criticize the officers? Is there anything you would criticize the officers for if they worked for you?
No, there's nothing I could, because my policy would prohibit them from chasing something like that, and that we would have to rely on other institutions of our community to put a stop to this. Parents, ooh, there's a concept. Mm. Parents, capable guardians, juvenile courts, my goodness, maybe even elected council members and the mayor who would have a responsibility to speak to this from the bully pulpit of their office. Yeah, once again, we find ourselves asking the least trained, the least supported, and the least equipped people, just because they happen to be in a police car, they're supposed to be miracle workers. And that's unfair to the citizen, and it's unfair to the officer.
I got into a discussion yesterday with somebody via text that lasted throughout the morning, and I hope they're listening right now, because they attempted to call me out for not criticizing LaToya Cantrell enough, and then went on into a lot of Trump stuff and liberals and this and that and the other thing. But in terms of LaToya Cantrell, I don't know. She's not going to come on the radio station. I don't know how constantly trashing her is going to accomplish anything. I mean, that's up to the people of Orleans Parish to vote. And apparently from last time, there wasn't a lot of, in the last election, there wasn't a lot of interest, was there, in who was mayor or who voted or who was running?
No, there wasn't. There was less than 3 in 10 citizens voted at all. And then you raised the operative word, trash. I just saw an article in the paper this morning. Now Richards or whomever, none of the contractors that are in place are meeting the ball. I mean, so look, the whole thing has a lot of questions that it appears some folks in government don't feel they have to answer to at all. Just so shut up. Your trash will get picked up when we pick it up. Shut up.
And then you lower the bar because it's like, well, look, it was supposed to be twice a week. Well, look, we're getting it once a week. Well, yeah.
And maybe not even that. There were 630 complaints last week from the other company.
If you can get the trash picked up,
it's all about leadership.
Clearly, the government is not working. Exactly.
Right. If you're the mayor of Boston, you don't get the snow off the streets, guess what? You don't get reelected, because those are the core issues that a community wants done by its government, to include public safety, obviously.
Let me get a text in here if I can. Apparently an insider, please ask what the 103 Fiscal Management Bureau officers do, 103 sworn officers assigned to NOPD Fiscal Management. Do you know anything about that?
It's oftentimes where they put people. So, for example, the administrative duties division, those people who are out sick or ill or injured for longer than 30 days, they are normally housed in that particular part of the police department. So it's a budgeting thing. It's not that there's 103 police officers in uniform, in my experience. It would have been 103 officers who are on some form of convalescence from a significant injury.
Or desk duty or something like that?
If it was associated with, like, you know, you're in serious trouble and you can't be on the street. So basically, the administrative duties division is what we used to call it. I suspect it's still in operation, because I've heard Mr. Glasser and others talk about it. And I suspect that it's still in the budgeting part of the police department structure, because it's basically keeping track of pay and salary. It's not an operationally used employee, which would be in, you know, field operations, investigative services, intelligence, et cetera.
So when I
talk
to you,
there's nothing nefarious there if the rules haven't changed, right?
In other words,
if the rules haven't changed,
bookkeeping.
There's nothing nefarious there. Yeah,
it's a bookkeeping thing, is what you're saying, right?
Uh-huh.
It's not
right.
103 officers that are just sitting around when they could be on the street.
Exactly.
When I talk to you after the summer, and I hope you and your family have a great summer, where do you think we're going to be with crime in the city? And talk about what happens with crime in the summertime, traditionally.
I think. We know from history that crime goes up in the summer. Sociologists can't figure out why. Why try? We just know it goes up. That's the first thing. So we'll have a hot summer, I'm sure. Secondly, crime will continue to be very high. Thirdly, murders and shootings could probably be incredibly high. And fourth, Chief Ferguson is going to do another operation with the state police. So there'll be some examples of what proactive policing can do. And that'll be the juxtaposition of, well, why are we putting up with all these incredible crime problems all year long when if we could just free up about 50, 60 cops, which we do during the summer effort, we could make some differences. So I think we'll be Groundhog Day. I think we'll be right where we are here, but with just worse numbers.
Wow. All right, Chief, you and your family have a great summer. We appreciate your time and your insight, okay?
Thank you, Tommy. You too. I hope you get some rest. It makes you a better person if you get a chance to just rest and reflect, and I hope you get to do that.
I'm going to go ahead and mark you 10-9. Is that right? Out of service?
Yeah, I think that is it. Wow, that's a long time ago. Right, yeah,
I'll put you, I'm going to mark you 10-9 until September. 8:26, time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!